mobile monitoring.
This is KO4HX. I missed your call.
My squelch wasn't fully turned up. Can you repeat the call?
Scenario. I thought that was you. This is KO4HX, Patrick.
Hey, Patrick. Good morning to you. Happy Thanksgiving.
You also, and happy Thanksgiving. Hope you're having a good start to your day.
Be my way to bury some compost as trying to help the wife out. She's doing all the heavy lifting with lifting the turkey and all that.
Just sitting here enjoying the morning, watching a couple of YouTube videos.
I must have some sort of a bad reception here. Either the hills are blocking me, but I'm not fully picking you up, Patrick. I opened the squelch a little bit more. Make a transmission, see if this is better.
Roger that. Well, you're coming in loud and clear to the repeater, full quality. Some of those places out there, the repeater just don't get to it good. Like I said, I was just sitting here watching a couple YouTube videos this morning.
Roger, that was much better. I get a little bit more noise by having the squelch more open. But you came in, I copied, 100% copy that time.
So you're out burying some compost. Does that mean you're taking the trash out?
Yeah, I'm driving to where the barn is. That's where we have the compost piles and the compost bins. That's where the mini farm is, I guess.
So your house and your farm are a little ways apart?
Yeah, they're about 5 miles apart.
Well, I guess that's good, because then if you get tired of it, you can get away from it, right?
Roger. That's also my field day site. That's where I do my winter field day. So it's going to be set up for winter field day again this coming year, 2025, January.
We're already making some plans with some other gentlemen about doing a field day. So are you doing an outside station?
Yeah, it's classified as an outside station. It's going to be the second floor of the barn, but it's partially exposed, and there's no heat or anything like that. So I think, per the rules, it still qualifies as an outdoor station.
That's what we were looking at doing. We were looking at going and renting some campsites and doing everything at that location.
Kind of fun. The elements can get to you. Sometimes it's rain, sometimes it's just cold.
Never know, and that's what you got to be prepared for. It's part of the scenario in it, I guess.
Field day last year, this year, or is that was 2024?
Down to the club's field day, but I didn't participate other than just visiting.
Yes, last year. I was just looking at the results. They didn't publish the results for the longest time. And I got into their website, and we placed fifth in the country in the outdoor class. So that's not too bad.
But how many people do the outdoor class where it's all outdoors? Is there a bunch of them, or is it more at home and mobile or the other categories?
Yeah, I think last year there were about a couple of thousand entries, and 208 of them were outdoors. And I think we were only two South Carolina stations in the outdoor category.
Well, maybe I could pick your brain on some things to prepare for then.
Yeah, well, read the rules. The rules have changed. They're opening up the multipliers, and I was just tallying up what I can do to maximize my points. If you work on six different bands, that's a six multiplier. And if you go 100% alternative power, that's a three multiplier or two multiplier. If you do QRP, that's a four multiplier. So all those things go into, if you go QRP, it makes some of the other multipliers harder. For example, operating multiple modes or multiple bands might be harder. QRP. Oh.
We've been reading over the rules. But the other guys have. I'll try to read over them some this weekend and do a little more study myself. But they've been talking about it, so sounds like it's more task oriented this year instead of just making a contact.
That'd be if you just read up on the rules, Winterfield Day .org, I believe, WFD.org is the website. And well, I've reached my destination. I'm gonna say 73s, Patrick. We'll talk to you later.
AQM, can I get a radio check, please?
Clear. This is NY4G.
Good afternoon. And look forward to talking to you on down the log.
See you later, Patrick.
I just moved the antenna up in the attic, so I thought I'd just check and see how I'm doing now.
Coming in loud and clear, but give Ariel a chance to clear out, please, sir. Did you get standing by?